Now on to some good news about our marine ecosystem. A study by the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration finds that great white sharks are surging off the coast of New England and the eastern United States. This despite a decade or decades-long decline in shark populations and the fact that the movie Jaws celebrated its 39th anniversary on Friday. Well, joining us now is Toby Curtis, a NOAA shark expert based in Gloucester and co-author of the new study. Toby, welcome to the program.
Thanks very much for having me.
So your study looked at, what, 200 years of shark sightings in the Atlantic, and what did you find?
Yes, well, white sharks are very elusive and rare animals, so it took a long time to compile enough information to sort of piece together the story of their abundance patterns and distribution patterns. So, we went back as far as we could and compiled every known white shark occurrence record that we could find. And basically we found that after a period of overfishing in the 1970s and 80s, some regulations were put in place, and it seems that the population has started to respond to those management efforts, and it's been recovering for the last about 20 years.
I see that you found that great white shark populations might have returned to up to 70% of their historic numbers?
Yeah, that's our best estimate. There was a decline of about 73% in relation to a reference point in 1961, and since that time they've come back up to about 70% of that historic benchmark.
I mean, that's actually a very impressive rebound. But I am curious, though, because you said a little earlier that these are very elusive animals and quite difficult to track. So how much confidence do you actually have in these new numbers about great white populations?
Yeah, there is definitely uncertainty, and it's not as solid an assessment as you might have for some other more abundant fish. But at this time, it's the best we have. It's a good starting point, and we were pleased to see that we ran a number of models basically with different assumptions about observation effort and those kinds of things, and we really found that no matter what assumptions we used, that we still had an increasing trend. So because we had multiple models sort of in agreement on the trend, it was sort of reassuring to us.
Right. So a good trend for the great white shark population, but as people have been saying, perhaps not so good if you are the food of a great white shark, namely seals. So, I mean, tell us a little bit about the specific conservation efforts that you mentioned that have both directly targeted or assisted great white populations and the overall, you know, marine ecosystem in which they live.
Sure. Well, you mentioned the seals, and the seals, I think, are a good part of that. The seals and all marine mammals have been protected since the 1970s, and they are definitely historically an important source of food for white sharks in the area. But as far as white shark measures go, there's a fishery management plan put in for sharks by the National Marine Fisheries Service in 1993, and white sharks were prohibited species, which means they're protected from landing in 1997. So it seems like since that time, the regulations require that if a fisherman happens to catch a white shark, they have to release it. And it seems that sort of catch and release policy has had a positive effect on the shark population.
Now, these are specific to great white sharks in particular, these regulations that you were talking about. And I note that because overall, if I remember correctly, shark populations as a whole across various species have been plummeting. I mean, I've read at least in one place that overall, like, what, somewhere around 90% of the sharks that were once in the oceans are perhaps gone due to human fishing in particular?
Well, it's a little bit of an overstatement, but in general, a number of shark species populations have been declining in various spots around the world. There's over 500 species of sharks, and not all sharks have experienced the same declines as some have. Some are more threatened than others, and white sharks were among those that are considered more vulnerable right to fishing. And so, this is a good example of how, if with effective fisheries management, we can really help rebuild some of these vulnerable species.
Now, I wonder if some people out there are curious about whether an increase in great white populations is good for them as potential swimmers. I was just at Martha's Vineyard this weekend for a day trip, and I was standing there, and I remembered that, oh my gosh, lots of scenes from Jaws were actually filmed on the vineyard. So what's your thought for beach-loving New Englanders when they hear that the shark populations are on the rise?
I'd say keep loving the beach. There's no reason to be concerned. These are still very rare animals. You know, you have to use common sense when you go in the ocean. It is a wild place. And, you know, use common sense and maybe don't surf or swim too close to a pile of seals. Something to be recommended. But in general, there's really nothing to be concerned about, and there's no indication that there's an increased risk of shark bite.
Well, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but since I've got you here and you're a shark expert, I mean, give us a reality check. How many shark bites have we seen, like actual bites or even human deaths in the past, I don't know, 50, 100 years?
Sure. Well, in all of recorded history, there have only been 4 fatalities attributed to white sharks on the eastern seaboard.
Just four
in all of history. And that's, you know, it's a very, very slight risk.
Wow. Well, I think there were more than 4 in like the first half hour of Jaws. So it just goes to,
right.
just goes to show the effect that the media can have. Well, Toby Curtis, shark researcher and co-author of the new study on great white populations that just came out this month in the journal PLOS Online, or PLOS-1, I should say. You can find a link to his research at our website, radioboston.org. Toby Curtis, great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much.
Stick with us. There's more Radio Boston in just about 90 seconds. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.